This Edgar Profiles podcast is supported by Ping. Edgar is an association of national federations formed in the year 2000 to develop and encourage initiatives which raise the awareness of golf, both as a participation and competitive sport for individuals with disability. For more information about Edgar, please visit edgargolf.com. Your host for this episode is Tony Bennett. Ping. Play your best.
Have fun and enjoy the time that you have on the golf course, advises Swedish golfer Richard Hoff. With golf style looks, Richard plays the part well. Shiny shoes, Swedish team uniform, wraparound sunglasses, a logo-heavy baseball cap and a classic golf swing. In this short conversation, Richard reveals the strategies he uses to combat the ADD that he lives with every day and also when playing competitive golf. He explains what being part of the Swedish handy golf team means to him and how golf is his passion. Please enjoy this short but lively conversation with Richard Hoff.
Ping. Play your best.
I'm here with Richard at the Swedish Open. Richard, yes. Thanks very much for taking the time to come and speak to us. I know you've played this morning, you had a practice round. I just want to talk to you a little bit about when you started to play and how you first got involved in golf.
I started to play at 6 years old, and it was my mother who said to me, play some golf and have some fun. And then I just get into playing the golf and yeah.
Tell me about your mother. Did she play golf?
Yeah, she does also play golf. She's a good player, and we often play together.
And where do you play at? What golf course do you play?
At Junghusens Golf Club.
Oh, that's down in Malmö?
Yeah.
How often do you play now?
I play almost every day when my mother wants to, and yeah, when it's good weather outside too, and now it's really good weather outside.
And you're a good player?
Yeah, I have 6.8 in my handicap.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I wanted to go lower.
Yeah. So what are you working on right now with your golf?
My working on is putting and some close-up chip-ins.
What would you say the strongest part of your game is?
My strongest part is my irons.
Okay.
I'm really good at shotting my...
And do you work with a coach to help you?
Yeah, I work with many coaches on my golf club.
And you go and train with them, practice?
Yeah, with them.
Take lessons?
Yeah, lessons and everything I can, and talk to them about what we're going to do better and to perform my golf.
You look pretty fit and strong.
Yeah, I work out a lot also.
Yeah, is that in a local gym or...?
Yeah, a local gym and so.
Great. Tell me, you're going to play in the Swedish Open the next 2 days.
Yes.
You're looking forward to that, I see.
Yeah, I'm looking really forward to it.
Yeah. Have you played in it before?
Yeah, I have been here about 2 years ago when it was the Handy Golf tournament.
I saw you in a video.
Yeah.
And you were at the Henrik Stenson Foundation camp, I think it was called.
Yes.
And so what was that like? It must have been pretty exciting, I guess.
Yeah, to meet Henrik Stenson is an amazing thing to meet him and have fun with him. And so it's inspiration to me very much.
What did you like about the event? Because you had a couple of days.
Yeah.
And what did you like about the event? Because there was a lot of players there from the Swedish team.
Yeah, so many people is there. It's a great inspiration and to have everyone play there. People were really nice.
Now, I know that you had a lesson, a direct personal lesson with Henrik Stenson.
Yeah.
Not many people have had direct personal lessons with Henrik Stenson.
No, I know.
So are you prepared to tell me what did he ask you to do and what advice did he give you?
He gave me to work in the bank we was first and to have a little more weight on my left side.
And then any other part of the game that he talked to you about?
No, not so much. He's just talking about how he's preparing himself to the tournament and everything he's going to play at. And the Open was...
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And what was it like being with all the other athletes there? Because you had quite a few, as I say, players from the Swedish disabled team.
Yes.
And what was that like? Was that a nice camaraderie?
Yeah, so when we are everyone in with Henrik Stenson, it's... so much inspiration to have us. We have a great spirit, we have fun together, everyone is very pleased.
Tell me a little bit about your disability.
Yeah, I have HDD.
So it's an attention deficit disorder.
Yeah, I have when I'm playing some golf, it's hard to me to concentrate on the golf sometimes.
Right. So do you have any tricks that you use to keep you concentrated when you're playing?
Yeah, my tips is when you have played golf and you have shot the first out the tee, then you're going to talk to your caddy about other things.
Something other than golf.
Yeah, something other than golf. And then when you come forward to the golf ball, then you are focused again on the golf.
Right. And you have a regular caddy? Do you have somebody?
Yeah, I have my mum.
Perfect. Caddy. Tell me, what does golf mean to you, Richard?
Golf means to me. It means everything to me. It's my passion. I love golf. It's so fun to have and play and inspiration.
I've got one last question for you, Richard. Though, if you could give some advice to somebody else with ADD, what advice would you want to give them?
I want to give them, they have fun on the course, and when you are playing golf, you just enjoy the time on the golf course, and when you have some problems too hard to concentrate or so, you do like me, like stepping on the tee, play the first hole, then talk to other things when your caddy or your friend or something like this.
Thank you very much for your time,
Thank
Richard.
You.
I really appreciate it. I wish you all the best for your tournament tomorrow.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ping. Play your best.
Our partners are very important to Edgar, and I would like to introduce you to a short, true story told by Ping.
From the age of 13, when John Solheim's club building apprenticeship started in their Californian garage, he learnt countless lessons about business and life from his father, Carsten Solheim. As the company graduated from putters to irons and woods, Carsten would decide whether a concept went forward by asking, "Does it make the ball go straighter?" The clubs Ping were making did perform better, and from our original small operation, we were transforming club design and manufacturing. Carsten Solheim revolutionized the modern golf club, and he set high standards for design and quality that other club makers had to follow if they wanted to compete. Carsten did this by constantly challenging himself and all employees to push their thinking and keep evolving in pursuit of the highest quality, best performing products possible. The imprint he left on the industry in so many areas helped establish Carsten as a widely respected and beloved visionary. He was a recipient of many accolades and awards, and he is the only golf club manufacturer in the World Golf Hall of Fame.
This was an Edgar Player story supported by Ping, helping golfers to play their best. For more information about Edgar, please visit edgargolf.com. Stay tuned for the next Edgar podcast. Ping. Play your best.